Deus in auditorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia. Satur princepsque temporum, clarum diem laboribus, noctemque qui soporibus, fixo distinguis ordine. Planter and foremost prince of times, you give the day for laboring, and darker night for slumbering, you fix them separate orderly. Mentem tu custom dirige, obscura ne silentia, ad dira cordis vulnera, telis patescant invidi. A mind that's chaste may you direct, lest shadowy and noiseless foe, with dire and fearful wounds of heart, by darts his envy manifest. Vacent ardore pectora, faces neculas perferant, quae nostrae rentes sensui, mentis vigorem sauscient. Vacant of ardor be our chests, nor let them any firebrand bear, which clinging fast upon our sense, the mind's own vigor they might slash. Grant this, O Father highly blessed, and Father's equal you alone, with Spirit Paraclete grant this, who reigns through all the ages long. Praesta pater piissime, patrique compar unice, cum spiritu paraclito, regnans per omnes saeculum. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat and wept, remembering Zion. On the poplars that grew there, we hung up our hearts. For it was there that they asked us, our captors for songs, our oppressors for joy. Sing to us, they said, one of Zion's songs. Oh, how could we sing the song of the Lord on alien soil? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Oh, let my tongue cleave to my mouth, if I remember you not, if I prize not Jerusalem above all my joys. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. All earth's kings shall thank you when they hear the words of your mouth. They shall sing of the Lord's ways. How great is the glory of the Lord. The Lord is high, yet he looks on the lowly, and the haughty he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of affliction, you give me life and frustrate my foes. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. In the presence of the angels, I will sing to you, my God. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Adoration and glory belong by right to the Lamb who was slain. A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. Let the word of Christ, rich as it is, dwell in you, in wisdom made perfect, instruct and admonish one another. Sing gratefully to God from your hearts in psalms, hymns, and inspired songs. I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord. I shall know the fullness of joy when I see your face, O Lord. Fulfillment and endless peace in your presence when I see your face, O Lord. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I shall know the fullness of joy
when I see your face, O Lord.
Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty and holy is your name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Let us praise Christ who gives power and strength to his people, and let us entreat him with sincere hearts. Hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever. Christ our strength, you called your faithful ones to your truth. Mercifully grant them faith and perseverance.
Hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever.
Direct our leaders according to your will, and help them to keep us in peace.
Hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever.
You provided bread for the hungry crowd. Teach us to share our resources with the needy.
Hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever.
Do not direct world leaders to give attention only to the needs of their own nations, but give them, above all, a respect and a deep concern for all peoples.
Hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever.
Grant blessed life and resurrection to our brothers who have fallen asleep, and may all those who have believed in you share your glory.
Hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever.
And through the intercession of blessed Carlo Acutis, we pray for the healing of Matthew Yoder.
Hear us, O Lord, and we shall praise you forever.
Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Lord, may our evening prayer come before you, and let the faith our lips profess live in the prayerful thoughts of our hearts. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exoles filii Evae, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos, misericordes oculos, ad nos converte. Et Iesu, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis, post hoc exilium, ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Amen.